And I would like to introduce my good friend Bjørn Stashen from Save Social, who will give us some short, a barnstorming talk about saving the social web and internet from all kinds of people and things. You need to unmute it.
As I'm not a developer, I can't do these things. So again, a disclaimer, it might be a talk that developers like you might find not too much in depth, because it is not about developing, because I am not a developer. But I still hope that I have some interesting thoughts, because to me, you the developers, you are the guardians of a treasure. Out there, we heard a lot about it, poverty is growing, it's a poverty of freedom, of diversity, a poverty of choice, of possibilities. Our societies are becoming poorer and poorer through hatred, incitement, monopolies, fascist billionaires. But you hold a treasure from which our societies could benefit, a treasure that strengthens democracy and diversity, that can make the world a better place, and you are building it. This treasure has grown over many years. It's rich, it's diverse, silver, gold, precious stones, shining and sparkling with creativity, and yet these treasures that you build are still sleeping in a cave. Too few people know about them, and let alone benefit from what you do. And for me, you have a choice. Will you and will we be able to bring these treasures into the light? I'm not here as someone, as I said, who builds or runs a platform or who can program and code, but I'm here as a member of civil society. And in exactly that role, almost exactly 1 year ago in Germany, together, for example, with Sascha, who's sitting there taking pictures, Sascha Förster and possibly even others, we started a petition. 120 people from all walks of life called Save Social. And amongst the initiators are people like the hip-hop artist Jan Delay. Does anyone know Jan Delay? Some do, that's good. With Benjamin Bellamy, it was about 7%. The author Nina George, the University of Bremen, the Journalists Union, the tech blogger Sascha Pallenberg, Greenpeace Germany, and we all together formulated 10 theses to preserve the democratic power of social media by, on the one hand, putting the privileges of big tech to the test. You can see how we want to do that if you look up our website. And on the other hand, by strengthening the open alternative networks. One, for us, does not work without the other, because as long as the canopies of monopolies block the light from everything growing below, none of these young plants that also you planted will ever grow strong, no matter how good they are. But we must now plant these seedlings and water them so that they are there when we bring down the monoliths, when those who take away the light are, for whatever reason, no longer suitable. At Save Social, we want to contribute to this change. We want to help to build and not just demand. So we gathered 250,000 supporters with our petition, which is quite a lot for a complicated petition. So 250,000 people basically said, yes, we want what you build. We really like what you build. And we like the principles on what you build. We like the values. We support these values. 250,000 people in Germany. And we handed this over to politicians, some of the pictures, I don't know why, are a little distorted, doesn't matter. And we founded a small non-profit, and in that capacity I'm standing here today. And I have great admiration for what you do and for what I've seen in the Fediverse and for what I use in the Fediverse. Over the past year we have listened and spoken with many people, and on the one hand there is a strong willingness to change. Many feel the necessity to change. And they want to strengthen open networks. The executive board of Germany's governing party, the SPD, for example, has just adopted an official resolution stating, like 5-6 days ago, stating, we also support the development of alternative public interest-oriented social media and initiatives like Safe Social, which is nice for us. On the other hand, though, there is still a lot of confusion, uncertainty, perhaps even competition, about how exactly this change should happen. In Davos, W Social rises like a